and Patty been a big part of this ministry. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, our time, it's 12 o'clock. Here's the station ID.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Okay, friends, the phone lines are open to take your pledge of support. I'm talking with Teresa. She's here today just to share a little bit about maybe what the ministry's meant to her and maybe to encourage folks to give. But she's been listening for 14 years. You know, over the years, Teresa, I've known you. I don't know how long I've for several years now.
Oh, quite a while.
You've you were in real estate at one time. I don't know. What are you doing now?
Well, actually, I'm getting back into real estate, but instead of actually purchasing the real estate, the property itself,
mm-hmm.
I'm working with purchasing notes.
Okay.
Those, you know, non-performing notes, first and second
mm-hmm.
Notes. So I'm working on that right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
praying
good
about
deal.
That. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, how has WCNO helped you over the years? You mentioned it's been a help to you. In what way does WCNO minister to you in a daily way? I mean, what do you mean by that?
Well, I guess there are so many times, you know, I get in the car and I turn the station on. It could be a program that's on. You could be speaking. Somebody mm-hmm. else could be saying something. And a lot of times, it's something has ministered to me that I've needed to hear at that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe one of the preachers were talking about something in particular that I was going through, and you almost feel like they're talking directly to you, you know? So,
are they reading my mail?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it really has. I mean, it really makes you stop and think, and you know, sometimes you feel like you're so alone, you know, and you feel like God doesn't hear what you're saying. But then when something like that happens, it's like it was precisely made to happen at that time, you know, mm-hmm. almost like a divine appointment to turn the radio on at that time mm-hmm. and hear something like that. So, I mean, it definitely ministered to me in many ways like that. And so even when I do think that I am alone, I mean, you know, the word does say, though, you know, when we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, you know, I fear no evil. Because he is with us, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, I know he is always by my side, although sometimes silent. But I know he's there and he'll carry me and get me through things. So mm-hmm. when I hear things like that that come on the radio, it's at the precise time. You know, it wasn't an accident. It was meant to be.
No, it's a God thing.
Absolutely.
That's right. So. Well, you know, you talk about walking through that valley and shadow of death, and he's sometimes silent. And I think mm-hmm. the reason he's sometimes silent for me mm-hmm. is because I'm running further ahead of him than I ought to be.
Mm.
And sometimes I'm not following as closely as I ought to be, and I'm not hearing something. But you know, if you walk with him, mm-hmm. he'll talk with you, he'll lead you. You know, I was talking earlier about this prayer conference coming up, and I was telling people, you know, that prayer is such an important part
yes, it
of
is.
The Christian experience.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we read, we study, we learn, and I certainly enjoy getting into the theology and the things. Sometimes some of the discussions that we have here, people will come in and mm-hmm. and we have some very interesting discussions here from time to time.
I bet, yeah.
And people say, this ought to be on the radio. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, it would be interesting, but I don't know that, you know, that's, you know, what we do here would be a good program. But I love mm-hmm. to study the Word. But mm-hmm. study of the Word, reading the Word, doesn't, you know, learning about God and mm-hmm. learning about the things of God doesn't substitute and doesn't take the place of spending time with God.
Yes, I understand. You're right.
You know, and a lot of people, it's like I remember years ago in a Christian school, I asked the kids, mm-hmm. I said, how many of you know mm-hmm. President Reagan? And a bunch of kids raised mm-hmm. their hand. I said, you know him? They said, yeah, we know President Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do you know? What does he like for breakfast? And they're looking at me with these, like, well, I you know, huh? What are you talking about? mm-hmm. I said, where did he go to school? Well, mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. Let me ask you this. I said, everybody put your hands down. How many of you have heard of President Reagan? And they all raised their
exactly.
hands. I said, how many of you have ever spent time with him? And there wasn't a hand mm-hmm. in the place.
Right.
And so a lot of people, they've heard about God. Mm-hmm. They've heard about Jesus. They may know something about Jesus. They may know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. They may know that he was the Messiah. They may know that he had disciples. Mm-hmm. They may know that he preached the Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
But all that knowledge will not take the place of knowing him.
Knowing, exactly.
And how do you get to know somebody? Well, you talk to them.
Right.
You know, you get to know who they are, what they it's kind of like a courtship. Mm-hmm. You know, when you sit down with a new friend or a new boyfriend, new girlfriend, when I said courtship, you want to know everything about them because you're falling in love. You want to know what their favorite color is, you know, where they went to school, what their middle name is. You want to know, you know, what their favorite subject is in school. You know, all those little boy and girlfriend things that you had when you were sweethearts in school. And, you know, when you fall in love with Jesus, you want to know about him. You want to know what he thinks. You want to know how he feels. And the only way that one can really get to know Jesus is through prayer.
That's right.
Talking to him, praying,
meditating
getting to know
on
him.
The word. You know, spending the time to meditate on the word, right.
And sometimes we are facilitated in that growth through the things that we hear. Because it's like you're talking to him and maybe you're not listening, but all of a sudden he starts speaking to you through one of these programs or through a song.
Absolutely.
And it's a blessing. It's that, okay, Lord, I hear you.
Right.
I get it now. And that's why Christian radio is so important.
Oh, sure.
I really believe it's important. Because, you know, we go to church, we hear the word preached, we hear the word taught, and yet many times, you know, it's over our head. It's like Dr. McGee says, he wants to teach the word and put it on the lower shelf so the kids can get to it. You know? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to put the word out there so that people can get to it, that they can understand it, that they can grow and mature and experience Jesus Christ for themselves.
Amen.
And so, friends, if you're out there today and you'd like to join us with a gift of support, listen to this. We're knocking on the door that next $1,000 level. We have a few hundred dollars to go. We're at $66,200. There's $800 to the next $1,000. Maybe you'd like to give a gift of $50, $100, $1,000. I don't know what you can give, but whatever you do, give today and make that pledge during the lunch hour. Would you do that? We're going to get back to some music. And as we listen, we'll be at the phones. Volunteers ready to take your call.
Light of the world.
What's that number?
772-221-1100 locally, or use our toll-free number at 888-221-8990, or go to our website at WCNO.com.
There you go.
Calling, come to me. Leave Your Troubles at the Cross. That was Kyle Sherman, Come to Me. And we're here right now with Teresa in the studio. And we were talking a little bit about your experience with the radio station and how long you've been a listener. Can you give us some more information on how this station has affected you?
Well, like I said, it's been 14 years since I've found out about WCNO. And it just always seems to be available to me whenever I've needed. I've turned it on it many times during the day, even into the evening. And even just listening to the music, you know, that was just, it is just something that is wonderful to worship the Lord. And, you know, sometimes you listen to the words and the words just hit your heart, you know, and it makes you understand that there are times where you're just not being, you know, in full obedience to the Lord like you should. And so the words a lot of times can really hit home and, you know, certainly
redirect you.
It does. It really does a lot of times. And then you certainly go back and repent. But God knows your heart, you know.
Yes, so he does.
As long as we're on the right track, I mean, we're not perfect and we're never going to be perfect. And God knows that. And he loves us the way we are unconditionally.
Yes, he does.
So,
and as long as you're saying, like you're saying, as long as you turn back to God, you know, his arms are wide open. You know, so it's like, again, like that song, Come to Me. What a great song.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so I believe that, you know, there's power in the Lord, power in the name. I pray the name over everything in every situation. I use the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there's power in that name. There's power in the thought. There's power in the action. And all through the Bible, you can see the love of the Lord and how he treats people when he meets them. There's never a judgment when he comes.